This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
SpaceX is reportedly building hundreds of spy satellites for the U.S. government. Hertz CEO steps down following Tesla purchase debacle. And LinkedIn is developing in-app games to further distract you from your job hunt. It's Monday, March 18th, and this is Engadget News. SpaceX has been contracted by the Department of Defense's National Reconnaissance Office to build a network of hundreds of low-orbiting spy satellites capable of operating as a swarm and tracking targets on the ground. That's according to Reuters. The Reuters report, which cites five sources with knowledge of the program, builds on earlier reporting by the Wall Street Journal that revealed SpaceX had signed a $1.8 billion contract in 2021 with an unnamed agency. This network, called Starshield, would reportedly be able to gather continuous imagery all over Earth for U.S. intelligence, using a mix of large imaging satellites to collect data and relay satellites to transmit information. According to one source who spoke to Reuters, it has the potential to make it so no one can hide. Neither SpaceX nor the National Reconnaissance Office directly confirmed the company's involvement in the project, but a National Reconnaissance Office spokesperson told Reuters it is developing the most capable, diverse, and resilient space-based intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance system the world has ever seen. Last fall, it was reported that SpaceX had bagged a $70 million contract with the Space Force to provide satellite communications under its Starshield program. This is a distinct entity from SpaceX's Starlink constellation, at least according to Elon Musk, who has said that Starlink needs to be a civilian network, whereas Starshield is meant to be used for government and national security purposes. Following Hertz's disastrous misadventure with electric vehicles, Bloomberg reported that CEO Stephen Scherr is stepping down. He'll be replaced by the former COO of GM's Robotaxi Cruise Division, Gil West, who will also join the board of directors. A year after emerging from bankruptcy in 2020, Hertz said it would transform its car rental business by purchasing 100,000 Tesla EVs. That announcement helped send Tesla's value soaring to a $1 trillion valuation. Scherr joined Hertz after that decision was made, but increased Hertz's bet on EVs by placing orders with Polestar and GM as well. The company did not purchase many EVs from those automakers, but by the end, it had around 60,000 combined with the three automakers. Things went sideways after that, though. Tesla drastically cut prices of its Model 3 and Model Y EVs, scorching resale values. In addition, Hertz said that Tesla's vehicles were expensive to repair and unpopular with renters. As a result, the company started unloading 20,000 EVs, about a third of its electrified fleet. That resulted in a $245 million charge for Hertz and its largest quarterly loss since the pandemic.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
LinkedIn, a platform that surely everybody associates with fun, may soon offer puzzle-based games to give its users something to do besides networking. App researcher Nima Alji posted a series of screenshots on social media this weekend showing some of the games LinkedIn is working on, and the company has since confirmed the plan to TechCrunch. Employees' scores will reportedly affect how the companies they work for are ranked in the games. Per TechCrunch, the titles LinkedIn is working on so far include Queens, Inference, and CrossClimb. LinkedIn provided the publication with some newer images of the games, but for everyone just anxiously awaiting their rollout, there's no timeline yet for when they'll be released. It's unclear if games will be available in full to free users or reserved for LinkedIn's paid subscribers. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by Engadget weekend editor Cheyenne McDonald and contributor Steve Dent, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.